Want to know the key, the secret to living a joyful life? Pastor Ray Bentley says live the opposite of what the world tells you.
The world teaches you that you're the center of the universe, it's all about you, but you end up being extremely lonely. And what Paul is saying here is within the family, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. That is the secret to true joy.
Spread the news.
Welcome to Maranatha Radio with Pastor Ray Bentley. Maranatha, bringing the message of Christ's soon return, the whole gospel to the whole world. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're guaranteed we can pursue happiness, and so many do. Every ad we see or hear promises happiness is just one purchase away. But today, Pastor Ray shows us how happiness and joy don't come from direct pursuit. How do they come? Let's see.
Let's open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. The title of the message is Taking the Plunge into Joy. And let me begin, because this passage, Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, is a very special passage, a very special insight into God, and in particular about Jesus. When Isaiah the prophet began to describe the coming Messiah, from Isaiah's time, there were still some 600 to 700 years before the Messiah would come. And one of the insights that Isaiah gave about the Messiah that is unique among all the other religions in the world is that the Messiah would be the servant. He would be the servant of the Lord. That would be an identity that he would have. It would be a servant. He is called my servant. And so Paul now is going to give us an insight. He's encouraging, because he knew in the body of Christ there in Philippi, there was fighting going on. There was bickering going on. Now, we know that we've been born again, all who trust in Christ. And the exciting thing about being a Christian is your family just explodes, because you've got millions, I should say even billions, of brothers and sisters that you don't even know, but that are part of your family now and part of your eternal future. And so, but there, you know, when you have brothers and sisters, sometimes, brothers can get on each other's nerves. I know that probably doesn't happen with any of you, but when I was growing up, I have two twin brothers, and they were 10 months younger than me, and we loved each other, and we also loved to fight each other all the time and wrestle each other and be annoyed at each other. And so that, just exactly what happens in a family, and of course sisters can do the same thing, that also can happen within the body of Christ. And Paul recognized it, and so what he is doing is he's having a family meeting here in this letter to the Philippians, and he's saying, all right, kids, sit down just for a minute. Let me share something with you. I want to share with you why you shouldn't waste your time fighting, bickering, arguing, and annoying one another, but you ought to be loving one another. And he ultimately gives us the example of Jesus himself. And this example of Jesus is the metaphor that I am thinking of is, you know, being high up on the rocks and diving into the water below. Only here it would be Jesus, who is in the beauty, the safety, I might add, the protection, the glory of heaven. And yet he stood at one moment in time on the edge of heaven, over the precipice, down below, far below, which was a world of pain, a world of sin, a world broken, a world separated from God, a world in rebellion against God, a world in love with darkness. And he stood there, and because of his love and because of the love of our Heavenly Father, he dove down, he descended, he stepped down, and he came among us. And it was quite a plunge. We'll talk about it in these verses. Now, I think that the Apostle Paul was a menace to the devil.